Well, Alexander, in lots of courses, he ends up being the end of the course, which is a bit misleading in some ways. But it's certainly a moment at which Greek history suddenly expands and takes on a much larger stage. It's the end of one story and the beginning of another. I mean, he's the end of the classical period, so-called, which is the period dominated by Athens and Sparta and other Greek cities from the mainland. In fact, it was always a bigger story than that, but that's the way we tend to tell it. And the beginning of what's called the Hellenistic period. And that's because he leads the campaign that conquers most of the Middle East. Then in the period that follows, it's called the Hellenistic period because it's the period allegedly in which Greek culture spreads over that wider area. So it's a very conventional divide between periods in ancient history. Where he comes from in another sense, Macedonia has been kind of on the fringes of Greek history, and again, the way it's told, for a long time. So he comes from a long dynasty, and his ancestor, Alexander I, plays a fairly large role in the Persian Wars. He's part of the Persian Empire in the Persian Wars and is on the Persian side, but plays a double game, allegedly, and rides on horseback before one of the battles to give the Greeks advice about how to handle things. So the Macedonians have been there as a semi-Greek kingdom. I'll come back to that. That's a really controversial question. They become a much stronger player in the late 4th century as a result of Alexander's father, Philip II of Macedon, who essentially takes the Macedonians by the scruff of the neck, organises their army much more ferociously, and establishes their power much more widely across their neighbours. So they become a much bigger power, both over their neighbours in the north of Greece and over the mainland of Greece, over the Greek cities. And Alexander is essentially building on the work that his father, Philip II, did. It was indeed Philip II who first had the idea of a campaign against the Persian king, and Alexander inherited that campaign.